Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your, well, mostly always late Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. Yeah, I survived traffic. Anybody that follows me on Twitter, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's Thursday, August 20th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. You like the word free? I love the word free. Usually there's something attached to it, but maybe not so much in this case. Virgin Media is going to offer free Wi-Fi on the UK street starting, oh yes, next month. Although I kind of said maybe there's no catch. Nah, there's kind of a catch. The service is actually going to be powered by customer SuperHub and SuperHub 2 routers. They're going to double as public hotspots. Yes, that's right. If you're on Virgin Media, yeah, your Wi-Fi hotspot, yeah, you're going to be sharing your connection. Virgin Media is saying they're taking advantage of many home broadband routers that it has provided to UK customers to deliver a vast network of public connections throughout the country. Customers are also going to be able to connect to other customers' routers and access the internet at no additional cost. SuperHub and SuperHub 2 routers will have additional bandwidth delivered to them specifically for public connections. Oh. Virgin also said that those connections will use separate IP addresses too. All right, yeah, I hear you. I hear the security side of you very loud and clear. If you're not comfortable sharing your router, yeah, you can opt out of it in the profile settings with your account. Ah, but just remember, if you opt out of it, yeah, you're going to have to pay the consequences with everybody else on your block.
Oh, yes, that's the greedy bandwidth holder.
He doesn't like to share his connection. We don't like him anymore.
Staying on news that's happening in the UK, did you ever know this? Because I didn't. Amazon had a book and video game trade-ins. Did you know it? Well, if you didn't and now you're just finding out, you're too late. Sorry. Yes, Amazon has said that feature that nobody used is going to be disappearing very soon. There apparently was a section on Amazon's site that would let you do trade-ins, but that's all going to go dark on August 31st. So I guess it's not too late. You got 7 days left. Amazon seems it's trying to do away with this feature to encourage people to sell through the Amazon marketplace. Aha, imagine that. They might earn a little bit more money there. Now, those on the other side of the pond over in the U.S., if you're thinking, oh, I hope they don't take it away from here. Yeah, about all 40 of you that know that the service is out there. Don't worry, apparently it's still going to push forward in the U.S., at least for now. Ah, we had Apple rumor news yesterday. Let's continue, shall we? Sorry, if you're sick of Apple rumors, you might just want to fast forward through this part. Remember that 12.9-inch iPad Pro that we've been hearing about for so long? I've even told you, yeah, it's coming. Well, apparently, yet again, it's coming. You didn't hear it from me this time, though. Apparently, the iPad Pro will enter mass production sometime next month. Or sometime in October. Ah, this rumor's already starting to look bad. This is according to KGI Securities. Sounds more like a radio station than a security company anyways. Analysts are saying that the larger screen iPad will come with Force Touch. Well, that's kind of a no-brainer. They're going to have it on the new iPhones. Why not put it there too? Analysts, yeah, we're just going to refer to them because I can't say these Chinese names. They're also saying that one manufacturer will have exclusive assembly rights for the stylus. Yes, I said stylus. So, are we going to hear anything about the iPad Pro next month at the iPhone unveiling event? Probably not. Apple will probably push this towards the end of the year, give us something to wish for at Christmas time. Are you very data conscious? Yeah, you sit there and look at all your gigabytes going, I'm going to run out, especially if you're watching things like Netflix. Opera might be actually here to rescue you, at least if you're on Android. The new Opera Max for Android is promising to let you watch a lot more videos without sacrificing much quality. And will work with Netflix or even YouTube. And if saving data is just not enough for you, well, Opera's got another perk. According to what they're saying, it will reduce buffering times, which kind of makes sense, especially if you have high latency and slow mobile networks. Now, of course, Opera does not mention how much savings you're actually going to experience with the new browser. That's something you're probably going to have to try out on your own. But some tests are actually coming out saying the app actually saves you up to 50% on your data consumption. And finally, are you a fan of the selfie? Well, sorry, I'm not a fan of you then. I'm sorry, okay, just call me crazy. I just don't really go for all those narcissistic people out there. Well, it seems the folks over at MasterCard are trying to attract those people. Apparently, they're experimenting with a new technology that'll let people pay things through a selfie. Oh, Lord. And yes, you've guessed it probably already. It's going to be called Selfie Pay. It will use facial recognition through smartphone cameras to verify the identity of someone buying something over their phone. Now, when you're doing this, MasterCard's going to make sure it's really you and not a fraud by looking at a quick snap taken over your phone and mapping it against a stored image of you on the MasterCard server. Basically, they're saying it's two-step verification. Now, believe it or not, this is actually being trialed right now, in cooperation with the First Tech Federal Credit Union in the U.S. The trial's going to run from September all the way to October, and then we'll see what happens after that. I can already see their first endorser. Kim Kardashian uses Selfie Pay. And so should you. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the BTN website, BritishTechNetwork.com. Check out all the great shows going on over there. Mac Show, Big Show, Guitar Show, Pocket Show, Gamer Show. It goes on and on. Plenty to listen to, plenty to do. BritishTechNetwork.com. You can always follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your FRIDAY edition of the BTN News Show. We'll be getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until Friday happens, hope your Thursday's going well. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you, as always, for listening.